I don't have too much evidence of that. I can tell you, though, that with our American partners, the hottest topic has been abortion. And when we did abortion in Degrassi High,
which was the twins, I think.
Twins, that's right. And which was a wonderful vehicle for trying to be even-handed, because our job as producers is not to say this is right or wrong. We're really trying to lay out the alternatives for young people to make their own choices. So the twins were a wonderful vehicle for that. The only time out of any of Degrassi Junior High and Degrassi High that I had to cut an ending for PBS was the ending of the abortion show. And they wanted to leave it a little more ambiguous if she would really go through with it. When we did Manny's abortion...
In Next Generation,
we used Emma the same way we had used the twins, right? She was the voice of, well, if my mother had had an abortion, I wouldn't be here. Anyway, we got to the end of that episode, but Manny was there with her mom, and she knew this was the right choice for her. And we ended the show just as she was about to walk in for the procedure. And she had a slight smile on her face. And the American broadcaster said, I don't know that we can air that because it looks like she wants to have the abortion. Well, that was the point. She did want to have the abortion, right? But they wanted it to be more of, they would have been happier if she'd been crying, which is a genuine response as well. But we wanted to show that it is an all right and solid choice. They ended up not showing that episode for about 3 years. And eventually they did, to their credit, and they lumped it in with two other episodes, and then they did a wraparound with a panel talking about abortion and the like. And then this coming season on Netflix, which will be season 3, we have done another abortion story, and we've been able to take it even further than we did the other two.